This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I love going to the movies. I always have as a young boy. I remember going to the Saturday afternoon matinee. Different films have made a different impact. There was one that I did see that had quite an impact on me, and you might have seen this movie too, The Shack. A remarkable, I found, moving and an intelligent movie that caused quite a deal of controversy around the world when it was released. And The Shack is based on this runaway big-selling book in 2007 by William Young. William Young is the son of a missionary, and William Young wanted to write a Christian book for his kids. He had no idea of the impact this book would have. It sold more than 5 million copies in less than 2 years. And then came the movie, The Shack. Now, some loved the movie, as I did. Others rubbished it. Some church people were offended by what they saw as false doctrine in the movie. Opinion was certainly divided. One minister told his congregation that they couldn't read the book or see the movie. He said it was all heresy. Well, I don't agree with that. I think if you read the book or see the movie with an open mind, there are many brilliant questions and theological topics that can be opened up for discussion. So it's nothing to be scared about. Just have an open mind. So an uplifting movie. For those who found the book worthwhile, if they didn't find it exceptional, like Eugene Peterson did, he said that when the imagination of a writer and the passion of a theologian cross-fertilize, he said the result is a novel in the order of The Shack. And Eugene Peterson was very glowing in his compliments. He said the book's got the potential to do for our generation what John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress did for his. It's that good. So he certainly gave it a good recommendation. Now, I don't know what Eugene Peterson thought about the movie version. He certainly felt very positive about the book. And I can't deal with the whole story with you in this program, but let me tell you about Mac Phillips. And Mac is the main character, married with some kids, and he used to attend church regularly with his wife and kids. But all that changed one horrible day. Missy was his youngest daughter. She was abducted and murdered. It was a shocking crime, and Mac, of course, was devastated and shattered. But he meets up with, after a letter was delivered in his mailbox from God, he meets up with the Trinity. He meets up with God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a very unusual setting. And this meeting has a dramatic change as Sam meets the Trinity, the supernatural experience. So you need to see the movie, read the book to get the whole story. But Mac is blaming God, a very angry man. But you know, he was all about a crisis of faith. And Mac was not the first person to have a crisis of faith. Maybe you've had a crisis of faith. Has God disappointed you? Have you been so upset by something? Why does it happen? I think we struggle to accept that bad things happen to good people. We kind of feel if we're good or even go to church and do the right thing that nothing bad will happen. And when we do suffer, or those around us suffer, it leads to some serious doubts about God's love for us. And that's seen in the movie The Shack. Well, we assume if God loves us, he's going to rescue us. Well, the Israelites from the Old Testament, they believed that. But they kind of lost their way in the wilderness. They were not doing the right thing, not pursuing justice or peace. They weren't reflecting God's nature by the way they treated their neighbors. It seems that the children of Israel were addicted to possessions and pleasure. They just wanted a life of ease. Well, they were in the mess. They brought the mess on themselves. But this didn't keep them from expecting that God would rescue them. Well, God didn't. It took them a long time to reach the promised land. We know, of course, that God is there. And if you're having a crisis of faith, let me pray, Lord, you are there in the good and the bad times. We know sometimes, Lord, it is difficult. There is a sense of tragedy sometimes. We need to hang on to you. And we thank you that it is possible. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.